Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right, let me just switch this on. Oh, don't forget that the fate of all reality hangs in the balance.
Good to know. Here goes. People of Earth, the following podcast is not good. Real. It's not real. Also, the Hello from the Magic Tavern live show at the San Francisco Sketchfest occurs this Saturday, January 21st. Somehow, it's very close to sold out. So, if you missed getting tickets, or avoid San Francisco as a general rule, you're in luck because the show will be available to live stream from home. Think of it. You can watch a Magic Tavern live show without being seen in public watching a Magic Tavern live show. There's a future I can believe in. Link with all relevant information in the show notes. And now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from a new year from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Bat. Chunt? Chunt! There's just a glass of water. I am also joined by my...
Trumpets. Trumpets. Where are the trumpets? Play the trumpets now.
Trumpets?
Da-da-da-da! Ah! Ta-da!
Whoa. Where did you fall from? What?
I jumped off the top of Trongo's head into this glass of water. Just another one of Chunt's stunts.
Oh, Chunt's.
Deep bow, deep bow. Haha, wave to the crowd. Oh, flowers. Thank you so much. Flowers.
So for listeners, just know, you didn't see any of this. We now have a giant giraffe here in the tavern. Chunt dove off the top into this glass of water.
Well, you make it sound boring. Arnie, I dove off the top of a giraffe's head, and the giraffe has boat for legs.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, listeners. The giraffe has boat for legs.
Arnie, what do you think? What do you think about Chunt's stunts?
My only thing is about Chunt's stunts, you're putting yourself through a lot of danger,
okay.
And the listener will not see any of it.
Huh. Okay, This is the feedback I was looking for. So you're saying the stunts I should do should be more of the mind.
I guess so. Look, I'm just saying. It's kind of like what you're doing is like, what if the people in Jackass just did that in their free time and didn't do it for a TV show? Like, why would you do that?
Okay, trying to unpack this. The people of Jackass? I think you're saying that wrong.
Look, all I'm saying is imagine this. If we just talked about you doing crazy stunts and then later added sound effects... It would be the same effect. And why would anyone do that?
It's like saying the dogs of dumbass.
I think it's more of a branding issue. I mean, Chunt's Stunts is a pretty good name, but what about Super Chunt Osborne?
Ooh, pretty good, but it feels like that would require some sort of outfit or something. I don't like wearing clothes.
What about Evil Chunt Weevil? You turn yourself into a bow weevil, and you become evil, and you do stunts.
A bug. What if I was a weasel? Does that still work? Does that scan?
The weasel?
The weasel doing stunts, buddy.
But you are a badger.
I am a badger. You know what? Fuck you. I like Chunt stunts.
All right. Are you sure?
No.
Polly Shore?
Oh, you've been to the shores of Polly? That's where a lot of people wash up.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, never mind. Arnie, how are you doing? I feel like nobody ever asked that. How are you?
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been good since we've gotten back to Nibblebottom. And it's a new year. I've been sort of going through my mail. And you know what? Since I became Foon's greatest warrior, I've gotten a lot of mail.
Fan mail?
Well, you know, a lot of it's hate mail, if I'm being perfectly honest. Or, no, that's not fair. It's more kind of threats. I've been getting a lot of threats. I have one here from... Skullmaster says he's going to come and kill me. I have one here from Krellbar. He says he's going to come and kill me. And here's the thing. I thought Krellbar was dead.
Krellbar.
Yeah.
Krellbar. Oh, someday I shall destroy him. How he doth vex me. Every time I think he's dead, he comes back.
Here's one from the Glass Maniac. Says he's going to come and kill me. I don't even know who that is.
Fuck. I wish I would have used that name. The Glass Maniac. I dove into a glass of water.
You did.
It was right there. The Glass Maniac. Wait, Arnie, here's a letter. Oh, look at this. One day when I grow up, I'm going to kill you. From 3-year-old Timmy. Oh, Arnie, you're inspiring kids.
Yeah. It's adorable. Well, luckily, I've cast many spells here to help protect us from the dangers outside. There's all sorts of magics and glamours and protection spells all around the tavern now. So, Arnie, you need not worry.
Oh, wait, Arnie, look, you sort of put up a cast list. It's all the
Did I make the cast? Did I make the spell?
We're not on it.
Oh.
You, sir, why are we not on the cast list?
No. I think you're just so talented that I need you working backstage.
Couldn't you have told us in private? Why did you have to, like, publicly post?
Yeah, this sucks.
Oh, my. How embarrassing. Now I have to act cool like I didn't care.
Trogar's on
it?
The list. Why is Trogar on the list?
Well, Trogar is a natural talent, a very beautiful singing voice. And, of course, Trongo is a giraffe with a boat for legs. So you guys can't do that.
Also, you cast this 3-year-old named Timmy.
Oh, yes. I was very inspired by his letter.
Well, it was impressive how he wrote it out phonetically.
Yes, it was impressive. I wonder if there's some secret hidden there within those phonetic spellings. Some ancient magics that only a child's mind can envisage.
When I grow up, like, he spelled it like that.
But now I'm tired and I'm hungry, because I've been trying to cast spells of all sorts all day, and I've got this whole show to put up, and I just need a snack.
And you have that scarf. Where'd you get that big scarf?
Well, a friend of mine was coming through town, and he said, Usador, I no longer need this scarf. Shall you wear it in my stead? And I said, oh, most certainly.
He was just really invested in someone wearing it?
He was just invested in someone wearing it, and I don't think it's an affectation to throw it around whenever I'm directing the show.
You're knocking glasses off the table behind you every time you throw that scarf over your shoulder.
Don't know what you mean. Anyway, I'm so hungry. I would go to the bar, but luckily we have a little bowl of apples here, so I'm just going to grab one of these guys and bite right into it.
Whoa.
Hey,
sorry.
Did anyone see that?
Is that Timmy?
Yeah, hi, I'm here. Hello? You're holding me? Almost bit me.
Oh.
You just almost bit me, which is no big deal. It's no big deal.
Usador, is your thumb talking?
No, idiot. It's the apple. I wasn't going to bite my thumb.
Again, it's no big deal, but I'm not an apple. I'm not an apple.
Oh, I'm sorry, good sir.
Is this like when you made me that pipe that kept saying, I am not a pipe? And it was just being so weird?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, I imagine. Good friend, if thou art not an apple, thou doth bear some resemblance. Are you some manner of creature we have not yet encountered here, Yen Foon?
I guess so. I mean, look, I'm definitely the size, shape, color, and flavor of an apple, but I'm not an apple. I'm an apple.
Wait. You're the flavor of an apple, too? How do you know that?
You've tasted
yourself?
Well,
a lot of my friends and family have been eaten, and they've gotten pretty good reviews overall.
Okay.
That's what I hear. I hear that we taste exactly like apples, but we're not apples. I'm an apple. And again, it's no big deal. It's honestly no big deal.
I hate to ask this.
Arnie,
seconds.
Don't say what's upple. Please don't say what's upple.
Okay. Well, let me think of a different question. All right. This one's far worse. When a family member gets eaten and the reviews come out, but they're positive.
Oh, that's a great question, Arnie.
How does that feel? Like, are you glad at least it's a good review, or does that make it worse?
You know, I try to look at things positively, you know? So, like, sure, when my brother got eaten, at first I was like, this sucks. This honestly sucks that my brother got completely eaten.
Completely eaten?
Core and
everything?
Well, wait,
core
hold
and
on.
Everything,
Arnie,
yeah.
You're making assumptions. Do apples have cores?
We have hearts.
There you go.
Okay.
And we have core muscles.
Do you know any Benunus?
I know a few Benunus, and honestly, they're just so negative. They're so negative, and I don't like to surround myself with negative Upples or negative Banunus. I try to keep it upbeat, you know? I hate to say this, and everyone hates it when I say this, but I personally believe that when an Upple gets eaten, it's pretty much always because of negative thinking, you know? They're like, oh, I look exactly like an apple. Everyone knows that we taste exactly like apples. Somebody's going to eat me. Okay. And it's like, if you don't think that way, it won't happen.
It sounds a bit like victim blaming to me, but I don't want to get into that. Look, you know your life and you know your people. I am unfamiliar with the Upple people, but are they familiar with me? And is there a name that they would call Usador, or perhaps something like,
is having an aneurysm?
Is that a name?
Blue Cobblemancer.
Doesn't ring any bells, to be totally honest.
Well, you can start using that.
Oh, okay, sure.
What's your name?
My name's Corey.
Corey the Upple. Huh, yeah. I like that. But you don't have a core. You have core muscles and a heart.
I have core muscles, yeah, and those help me, like, when I go paddle boarding.
Ooh, an outdoorsman. Do you have seeds?
That's a very forward question.
Chunt, my goodness.
What? Everyone's thinking it.
And that's an Arnie question.
Just because you are very publicly willing to say that you had one sperm that you poked in. I don't want to go into the details.
And imagine, Chunt, if someone came up to you and asked you if you had your name.
Touche. If you want to answer, do you have seeds?
I'm pretty sure I have seeds. Are they potent? I don't know, because I've never found a partner who's quite at my level as far as, you know, positive thinking, positive energy, keeping it positive, upbeat all the time. And it's just every time I go out and, you know, try and date out in the forest, it's just every Upple I know is just terrified of all times of getting eaten. And it's such it really harshes my mellow, so to speak.
Yeah. That reminds me of a recurring segment I keep meaning to have on the podcast. What is your sex like?
So you're asking, like, what kind of, how does Upple sex work?
Sure.
Yeah, do you get up inside her?
Well, female Upples are about two apples taller than male Upples. Oh. So we do have to get up inside of the female Upples.
Interesting you measure in apples.
It's just a convenient unit of measurement that we use, because there are so many apples everywhere. We're surrounded by apples. We just happen to look exactly like that. But a great way that you can sort of, like, a rule of thumb for telling the difference between an apple and an Upple is that apples grow on trees, whereas I came out of my mommy's vagina.
Oh.
Does that help?
Yeah. That does.
I suppose if I'm there at the moment you're born, it helps. Beyond that, it's not as helpful as you might think.
Okay. Well, I'm trying that out just because it's really something I'm trying to get out there, like the difference between apples and Upples, and I haven't been able to come up with a lot of differences beyond just the whole mommy's vagina thing.
Right, and then your internal organs are somewhat different, but again, not useful unless you're dissected and then... Do you suppose that Upples and apples have some common ancestor, and that's why you, on the surface, appear so similar?
I mean, it's definitely possible, because I know a lot of Upples who have, like, had sustained romantic relationships with apples.
Oh, now we're talking.
Ani, that's just like that movie you told us about, that you said was your favorite movie.
James and the Giant Peach?
I think so. Is that the one where you fuck the pie?
Not me. There's
movie. Arnie, I thought that was
you. You said you fucked a pie.
But not in a movie.
Now, what's a movie? That sounds so interesting to me.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
I'm so fast. I word travels through the grapevine, so to speak, about different worlds and dimensions out there. Yeah, and I've heard some rumors about what goes on out in Earth, and it's just so interesting to me. It's something I'm really fascinated by.
I once was also fascinated by Earth, but honestly, it doesn't really live up to the hype.
Yeah, Arnie, really? We should say, Usor and I, when you tell us anything about Earth, we blab about it all over town. So there's a lot of misconceptions about what Earth is and isn't. Corey, what have you heard a movie is?
I've heard that there are beings of great stature in Earth who occasionally must not go to their job of being very important, and sometimes somebody of lesser stature comes in and shows many small humans something called a movie instead of teaching a lesson, is what I've basically heard is the primary function of movies.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like the time I tried to explain to you guys Donald Duck and Math Magic Land.
Yes, and of course there was that time you tried to explain that your teacher showed you the movie version of Romeo and Juliet and didn't realize that there were naked female breasts in it. Arnie, do you think that's something we should start doing on this podcast, announcing when there's nudity to help draw people back in?
I guess so. I don't know, though. We'd be stopping the show constantly if we pointed out every instance of nudity that's happening, like, nearby.
I'm naked right now. So is Trongo.
I've never worn clothes.
You've never worn clothes.
Not even for fun.
Not even. It does look fun. I've heard that there are many movies, that's how it's pronounced, where people like try on different outfits, and there's something called a montage, I think is what they said.
Arnie, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I know. We got to get him some upper bottom jeans.
Well, let's take a quick break. Let's see if we can't magic up some jeans, Usador.
This has been a dream of mine to wear jeans.
Oh, and I guess as we go to break, Arnie, you mentioned Donald Duck. You also mentioned before someone named Daffy Duck, and you said the difference is Daffy Duck can have his beak shot off and he lives, but if Donald lost his beak, he'd die?
Yeah.
It's really incredible how often we talk about Donald Duck. Anyway, magical montage.
Usador, I've been meaning to mention this.
Or introduce me? I haven't even been introduced in the podcast yet.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. My other co-host, he's dead still, Usador the Blue.
I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fear and Yalak. The dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstangjis, and I was known in the northeast as Gasminius Maystar. But now that I have completed my true purpose, I exist here in this poltergeist form where I shall continue to fight for the forces of good and think about New Year's resolutions.
It's that time of year again for us to fail to live up to expectations.
That's right.
You know what I'm going to try to do this year? Just real quick, this is just mine. Some of the mail I've been getting is people requesting to be saved from things, like a team of vampires attacked my town, or
a team of vampires? Oh, wow, they're really working together.
They're organized, and they have supplies. I think they're like a baseball team of vampires.
Oh, terrifying.
That's my New Year's resolution, to at least look into helping out that town.
Arnie, it looks like a lot of people are also writing letters, if I'm looking through this pile correctly. It looks like a lot of people need to
You're looking through that pile in a weird way.
Sorry, those are just my eyes.
It looks like a lot of people need to be saved from debt. A lot of people are asking for money, Arnie.
Yeah, and some people have money that's just they can't get access to, but if I can give them a little bit of money, then they'd get a large amount. And I can make a lot of money. How about these princes?
Do you get like a per diem or a stipend or something for being the greatest warrior in Foon?
That's a good question. Usador, is there any like financial upside to being the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
The compensation for being the greatest warrior in Foon is the satisfaction of knowing that you are doing good and helping those in need.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait, here comes Corey and he's wearing his new jeans. Or I guess it's more just like a tube. I guess it's more of a jean.
Hello.
How do I look? Pretty good, right?
Pretty good, yes. Yeah. I mean, not to run this into the ground, but it does help distinguish you from an apple.
It does. Huh. Let's see the whole thing. Let's see an apple turnover. Let's see the back.
There it is. There's the back. Now turning slowly around.
Ooh.
Back to the front. Ooh, and then now I'm facing front again.
Okay, and give the stem a little shake for us.
Ooh,
okay. Golly. Are you willing to shave? I'm sorry, willing to peel. Oh, I'm an asshole.
This is really like, I can't believe no one's ever thought of this. No one in the Upple community has ever thought to put a tube of denim around us, because not only does it distinguish us from apples, who we are not, mm-hmm. but it also, you know, who's going to bite through denim to get to our delicious, oh. delicious insides, you know?
Yes, that's very true. And may I also add, it looks quite attractive.
That looks so attractive. Usador, you magicked that. Think about it. A tube of denim, a Todd, and the tagline is, who's going to bite through denim? Usador, you have a hit. You've branded your own clothing line. You got to keep making these.
Corey, you and I could go into business together, I suppose, selling these denim tubes to your friends and family. I would only ask that you give me a small portion of the profits you make, and if you invite two of your friends to help sell them as well, they could give you a small portion of their profits, and then you give me a small portion of all the profits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds great. I know that so many apples that I know would love this product. Mm-hmm. The thing is that we use as currency, we use twigs. So I don't know if that's, you know, if that's so what you're hoping for.
You use twigs?
Yeah. Huh. We just use twigs just because they're around. Yeah. So it's like, if you need to buy something, you can just look around, grab a few twigs, and it's actually pretty easy.
So, okay, does anybody try to earn twigs then, if you can just find them everywhere?
There are some people who are kind of twig barons who kind of hoard a lot of the twigs in a particular part of the forest, but usually they just kind of blow away off of their stack, and, you know, you can just find them anyway.
Okay, Usador, this is just a hurdle. We lean into it. We have Usador's Twig and Tall, where you can buy your own Tods. Ooh. Arnie, we're going to double down on this. In our merch store, can we get a pair of human jeans? And on the ass, it says, who would bite through denim?
I guess so. But we could also just sell denim tubes, and they're probably cheaper to make, and perverts would buy them.
Perverts. We always neglect the perverts in our merch store. Well, no longer.
Do we?
Who do you think buys those Get Nuts shirts?
What? We got to make Speedos, Arnie. Speedos. Get Nuts Speedos.
Listener, if you are currently listening to this episode and wearing a Get Nuts shirt as you're listening, verbally acknowledge that you're a pervert.
No matter where you're at, on the train, in front of your family, it matters not.
Doing pervert stuff.
Apple, I have to ask, what is the conversion rate of twigs to gold?
You know, kind of depends on the day. There was a day last week where I was able to exchange one twig for 3 bars of gold.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck?
But I didn't have any use for it, so I just kind of tossed it in the pond, the bars. Because I need twigs, right? I need twigs. I don't even know why I did that deal. It was such a bad deal for me. But then there are other times where, you know, 5,000 twigs is like half a doubloon. It's just, it's the volatility is so crazy. It's really hard to keep track of. I got friends that like went to Apple Business School that can probably explain it better than I can.
So twigs are a part of a tree, which is sort of a chain when you think about it. And, you know, you have big blocks of trees in the forest. So these blockchains, you know, it's sort of a new type of currency, these twigs, I suppose. Deregulated and doesn't follow under the same rules as gold. That's interesting. I'm intrigued.
It is pretty interesting. But, you know, again, I mostly just scoop them off the forest floor and then I just you know, frolic about.
Sure. So you spend time.
Frolicking's free, so.
Oh, that's true. But so you spend some time mining for twigs, but then the rest of your time is yours.
Yeah, that's kind of the beauty of it, is that, you know, you can just, like, set it and forget it, right? Just set your twig trap.
Well, Apple, you've been an absolute delight to have on the show. I must comment.
He is an Apple. His name is Corey.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Corey. Excuse me. That was so
honestly
rude.
Just not being called an Apple is so refreshing that I didn't even notice. Just
if you were to call him, just call him Wizard. Just be like, hey, Wizard. Get back at him.
Is it true that you're a ghost? Did I hear that right? Are you a ghost of some sort?
Yes, because I've completed my true purpose, and I died and ascended since I finally murdered the Dark Lord. I'm definitely really a ghost. It's not a scam. It's not a thing that I'm doing to hide out from the fact that I didn't actually do what I was supposed to do. I'm definitely super a ghost. Really, totally. Yeah, you can put your hand through me and everything.
I think the number of times you said definitely is what convinced me.
Yes, I found that's a very useful tool. Sometimes you say something and people don't believe it, and I say, no, definitely, it is true.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
You're definitely a ghost, I'm convinced.
Thank you, yes, of course. And I think your new system of currency is definitely going to work and definitely going to make us a lot of money.
You know, I think no matter what happens with this currency system, all I know is that I'm keeping it positive. My eyes are straight ahead at the future. Every time the sun rises, I'm like, wow, I have not been eaten yet. That's awesome. That rules. As long as the sun sets without me being eaten, that's a good day.
Absolutely. Hey, Arnie and Yusur. Hey, psst, psst, psst.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. He's, like, intensely positive, right?
And yeah.
Yes.
Kind of makes me suspicious. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Oh, I hate to say it, too. I hate to hear it.
Mm. But I'm also intensely positive. I'm always thinking about all the great deeds we can do.
Yeah,
you're full I'm sort of enjoying it.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Is that what you said, Arnie? What?
Yeah.
What? How dare you? How dare you?
See, you're indignant. You went from positive to indignant, but this guy's just positive. But in a way where I'm like, fuck you.
All right, right? Let's try to piss him off.
I've been trying. Yeah, let's. Hey, Corey, you definitely.
Hey,
buddy, not much.
Hey.
You definitely have a worm sticking out of you. Is that, I think it's a worm. Is that your penis?
Oh, this?
I got him, guys, I got him.
Oh, yeah, no, it's my penis.
Oh, no. Is this an Applejack situation?
Yeah, no, that's definitely my penis. It's definitely always been my penis.
Oh, okay.
You should move that tube of denim around to cover that, I think.
Okay. Oh, is this a zipper? Is that what this is called? I should zip this up, right?
Yeah, zip that up. That'll help with that.
There. Now my penis, which is what that was, not a worm that's currently eating through my body, will not be exposed to the rest of you.
Sure,
I'm so
sorry about
that. That was inappropriate.
Also, Corey, I was looking through these messages that I got, and this is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I got your girlfriend's phone number.
My honey?
Whoa. How do you like those apples?
Arnie, why'd you slam it against the table like that?
It just seemed like the right thing to do.
You got my honey's number?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she in Honeycrisp?
Yeah, you must actually know her because you know her last name.
It's just in this message. In this message, she keeps saying that she's golden and delicious. It's very forward, this message.
Huh, that is?
Yusidor.
Huh.
Yeah, good. I noticed right after Arnie slammed down that letter with the phone numbers and said, how do you like them apples? My eye was caught by the back room of the bar. You know that big chalkboard we have with that math problem on it?
Yes, I do.
0 + 1?
Yes.
Someone solved it.
What?
Yeah, guys, I overheard you. I erased the chalkboard. I just went back there. It's like, why hasn't anyone thought of this before? I just erased it.
Arnie, we've been waiting for someone to solve that math problem for years.
For a long time.
The only way to win is to not try.
Huh?
Can I just say that I'm not pissed? I'm not pissed.
Oh,
I'm actually,
really?
I'm actually totally fine with my honey messaging you all those naughty things. Even though she's never said anything remotely that naughty to me in our exchanges. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, if that's what happens, that's what happens. You know, I'll roll with it. Was this the apple that I thought might have been the apple for me? Sure. Did I see myself having a whole bushel with her? Yes, absolutely. But I can't tell her what to do. And if she's going to be using, what was it that you called it, a phone to send you these naughty messages, that, you know, that's her prerogative, and I'm actually fine with it.
I'm looking at the letter as well, and she ends the letter F-U-J-I, and then it says, fuck you, jerk idiot?
Huh.
Wait, was that intended for me or for him?
Or for me.
There's a lot to parse in this letter.
Guys, I just wrote it down now. I'm trying to piss him off.
I see. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
I figured like a good acronym would be Fuji fuck you jerk idiot.
Yeah, it's a great acronym.
Thank you.
Guys, can we agree we're going to keep using that?
Fuji.
Corey, I think you're dumb and that you suck.
Nice.
You know, some people say that being dumb is actually one of the smartest things you can be.
What?
Because if you're dumb, you actually don't even know all the things that are bad, and therefore you're actually smart at being positive.
Oh, yeah, you sir, that's right. The old catchphrase, ignorance is tits.
Yes.
What's this again?
Ignorance is tits. It just means that if thou art truly a simpleton, you sort of sup on life, and it sort of allows you to pass through it unencumbered. You just suck at the teat of life, and nothing slows you down.
Mm-hmm. You know, passing through unencumbered reminds me of how also like apples are very high in fiber, And that's just another like obstacle that we've encountered, is that we actually really help people digest everything else that they're eating when they eat us. But, you know, again, I think of it as like, hey, that's cool.
Now, a second ago, I said you were a dumb, stupid idiot.
Sure, yeah.
And then right after that, you started talking about what apples do. And before, let me be honest, I didn't mean what I said. But now I'm beginning to mean it.
Oh.
That I think you're a dumb, stupid idiot. Because if you want to be separated from apples, why do you keep talking about all of the things that make apples exactly like apples?
It's just so hard to talk about anything else, just because we are basically 99.999% exactly like apples, except for the whole coming out of my mommy's vagina thing. Like, that's really the only thing that
delineates us. But that is a pretty big difference. I gotta say,
I mean, look, to be honest, though, we don't know what else came out of his mommy's vagina.
That's fair. I gotta say, if I was biting into an apple and then I saw its vagina, I'd be thrown.
Yes, I would be quite vexing.
I was just thrown hearing you say that sentence.
See? So it seems like the main differences are, one, vaginas. Apples have vaginas. Yeah. Not a phrase I ever thought I'd say. And two, there's a U instead of an A in your name.
Oh, yeah.
So those seem to be the only two differences, as far as I can tell.
And also core muscles versus an apple core. I guess that's kind of third difference.
And female apples are bigger. They're quite a bit bigger.
They're about two apples taller than us.
So if you saw an apple that was like two or three apples big, you'd be like, that's a big fucking apple. And has a vagina.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, actually it's pretty much exclusively male apples that get eaten, because the female apples are so weird and tall that people just assume that there's something wrong with this apple. But no, it's just a female apple.
Corey, I do have to ask, what do apples eat?
Eat. Eat.
Or absorb, or...
Yes, what is your sustenance?
Yeah, how are you alive?
Well, when I was a baby apple, I suckled
on
my mommy's apple teat.
Ignorance is tits.
So you're a mammal. All right, we've established that.
Guys, I think there's a lot more scientific accuracy than I would have expected in this episode.
Yeah, grapes or eggs.
I can't honestly say, because I'm just always go, 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 you know? Like, I get up. Do you want me to run you through, like, my day? Kind of
Please.
What my schedule is?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So I get rustled awake usually about 6, 7 in the morning by someone who wants breakfast, right, who's trying to eat me. And I say, no, wait, I'm not an apple, I'm an apple, et cetera, et cetera. You kind of already saw that whole deal play out, right? So then I go for a jog around the pond. For you guys, that would probably not be much of a jog because it's a pretty small pond. For me, it's basically an ultra marathon every single morning.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then I do that. Then I have... Oh, okay. When you say eat, you mean like stuff that you put in your mouth and chew and swallow and digest?
Yeah, I guess if you want to get
fuck else would we mean?
Literal about it.
What the fuck is this? Okay, Corey, you're making us so mad, and I'm sorry about it. And to be clear, we have villains on this podcast all the time. There are people who have stabbed me and almost killed me, and they've still been on a couple times. But Corey, you're making us a lot madder than that.
Fuji, honestly, I can't say it enough. Fuji. Corey, you know what? I do want to hear more about your day, but before we hear more about your day, what's your biggest flaw? There we go, biggest flaw.
My biggest flaw, I guess, is probably that I just, I'm too positive.
Fuck.
I'm just too positive.
Let's take a break.
So, Corey, can we hear... can we hear about the rest of your routine after you jog around the pond in an ultra marathon?
Sure, yeah. So that's when I have breakfast, I guess is what you would call it. So I have usually a dozen eggs.
A dozen?
Yeah, raw.
A dozen raw eggs fit inside of you, even though you're the size of an apple.
I digest it pretty quickly.
Okay.
And these are eggs? They're not like Uggs with a big floppy dick or something?
No, they're chicken's eggs. Yeah.
Okay.
but it's always raw. Everything we eat is raw, because if we get too close to a flame or any sort of cooking implement, we end up being pies most of the time. And that's just something that we really want to avoid.
So that would be an apple pie, not an apple pie. How do I tell the difference between an apple pie and an apple pie? Or at that point, is the difference irrelevant?
I mean, at that point, it's mostly irrelevant, but you might have to pick an upper vagina out of your teeth.
Mm.
Is that too gross?
No, it's just the truth. You're just telling me.
It's just my
facts.
Truth. You know, it's just my truth.
Yes.
The truth.
As irritating as it is, I can't deny that that is the truth for you.
And again, mostly female upples don't get eaten because they're so freakishly tall. So
what a shame. That's a shame. Yep.
For who?
I'm just saying.
Well, I guess like most apple pies are basically, I would say there's zero difference between an apple pie and an apple pie. In fact, if there is a difference, is that an apple pie is actually a little bit tastier, is what I've heard. It's just okay. The reviews are just so glowing every time I hear about them, you know.
I think this motherfucker's been eating other apples. I swear to goddesses.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
He keeps bringing it back to how apples are so tasty.
I mean, we're juicy. We're succulent.
See?
I've heard that just like, when somebody bites into one of us, an apple, just the juice dribbling down their chin, it's just like, it's nectar. It's what I've heard.
Corey, do you still have, is all your family still with us? Your parents, and do you have any siblings?
I mean, most of them have gotten eaten, but my granny, Smith, is still with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. She's a little bit sour these days.
Yeah. Tart old lady.
Yeah, she's one of those green hairs, you know, so she's just kind of shuffling around the pond. It takes her the entire day. Her routine is easy. It's just one lap around the pond, which is still an ultra marathon, which is crazy, at her age. But yeah, she's pretty much it as far as my family.
I hate to be rude, but I suppose I don't know how long apples live if they aren't devoured. How old is your grandmother?
Oh, she's a couple seasons old, yeah.
Oh, multiple seasons. So you yourself were only then a few months old, one season old.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a season old. Yeah, I don't remember anything beyond this season.
Okay. So you have a relatively short lifespan when compared to like a human or...
I don't like to think of it that way, like short. What is a short life, you know?
Well, yours.
Sure, right. Like, in pure mathematics, right, sure. Relative to any other kind of living thing, like, you guys look to be hundreds of years old. Huh? So, like, compared to you guys, it's short, quote-unquote. But I think that if you live your life to the fullest as an upple, it can be as long as you want to be, you know? It can be...
Okay, but that just isn't true. Just saying that doesn't fucking make it true.
Yeah, your fucking positive platitudes don't track, my dude.
I mean, there's a certain immutable laws that the goddesses put in place with their magic.
Sure, and, you know, I'm not super religious, you know? Like I believe that there are goddesses, right?
Yeah, I've met them.
I believe that there are goddesses, but I don't think that they're goddesses, like, on a big throne with, like, a big white beard, you know? Like, that's not what I think of.
Wow.
All three of the goddesses definitely have a throne, and they all definitely have big white beards.
So progressive of me.
If they want to, they have lots of different aspects.
Look, Usador, to be fair, just because you say you've met the goddesses, that's not going to convince someone that doesn't believe. I mean, back in my world, I've been on, like, public transit, and people have told me they've met God, and I didn't believe them.
I think it's a little bit different here in the fact that, you know, magic is in front of all of us. And occasionally when the shit really goes down, maybe one of the goddesses comes flying out of the sky in one of the golden chariots and sets a building on fire or smites someone. You know, you never know what the fuck they're going to do.
So Arnie said public transit, which means there's a hidden transit?
That's the detail that you latched on to?
And I should say, I've also met the goddesses.
Wait, what?
What?
You've met the goddesses and you don't believe in them?
Yeah. They all tried to eat me. And honestly, that kind of soured me on the goddesses as far as believing them. So I just decided not to believe in them, you know?
If the goddesses deemed me worthy to devour, I would gladly become their meal. Lay me down before them with an apple or an upple in my mouth and cook me till I am cooked through and then let the goddesses dig in there with their knives and their forks. Oh. For they are divine creatures who have created the entire world.
Yusor's taking off his robe. He's got weird wizard lingerie on?
Slather me in butter and let my body become their sustenance.
See, you know, I wish I could be like you. You know, I wish I could offer myself up to be eaten like that, because I've heard I'm so delicious.
There it is. There it is. Jealousy. See? He's not infallible. He's not perfect. He's jealous.
But ultimately, at the end of the day...
Fuck.
Look, guys, look. It's simple. I just figured it out.
What? We kill him?
He's young.
Oh.
He's just really young. That's why he's so positive. He just recently decided to be an atheist. He's young.
Yes, yeah. I when I was young, I was even more hopeful and more wide-eyed than I am now. And I suppose that this sin of youth can be forgiven.
Yeah, and he's just at that annoying age of being young. He's probably like 2 days away from becoming a libertarian or something.
Yeah, I remember when I was young, and I felt like every time I heard about one of the world's problems, I'd just be like, you idiots, I know the answer. And it would have been something I just read in, like, a book. And I just regurgitate it. And I'd feel so smart.
Yeah, when I was young, I read books, too.
Yeah, no, and I read books, too. I'm saying. Yeah. I read a ton of books.
Yeah, I can read.
And write.
All right. Everyone
can read. Yes, well, all right. Everyone write to prove it.
Everyone can read and write. I'm very proud of both of you boys.
You guys are talking about reading? To me, reading doesn't even matter what's actually on the page. You know, like if you're looking at a page and you see all these squiggles and you don't know what they mean.
It's just the vibe you get from the book. That's the most important thing.
It's a vibe. Books are vibes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Of course, you're too old to understand. See, I kind of understand because look, I have a sort of youthful spirit, so I can at least kind of understand what Corey's talking about.
Look, back in my day.
Okay, boomerang voice.
All we did. was scribe spell after spell into our books until our hands bled, and we were grateful to have those books full of spells. Now people write books about all sorts of bullshit, like The Loneliest Boy Who Ever Lonelied, or whatever that one was that they made mittens out of. It's just insane.
One of my Upple friends gave me this really interesting scroll by this guy named Richard the Wise, and he's kind of what kind of turned me on to this whole thing of, like, the goddesses aren't real, or if they are real, they're not on thrones, like, with big, long, white hair. Yes. And this was after I'd already met them again. But I was like, the arguments were so compelling that Richard the Wise kind of put forth in this scroll that now I just tell everyone, like, oh, you need to read this scroll.
If you like Richard the Wise, can I turn you on to another scroll? Have you read The Coward Zinn? The Coward Zinn, he just really, like, what we think is history is not history. Like, in Foon, there's some fucked up shit that we don't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's on my list. That's on my list for sure, is Upple's history of Foon. Because The Coward Zinn is an Upple. He's one of the most famous Upples.
Oh, he's an Upple. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he's you know, he's so negative about being an Upple and so negative about being eaten. So that's why, you know, he's a recluse, right, in the literary community.
Oh, Corey. Oh, buddy. Turn around a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have a bruise.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, you're getting old.
Yeah, you're starting to get
a bruise. You're starting to turn, buddy.
Am I the only one that's noticed there's kind of a lot of little bugs flying around?
Wow,
kind of starting to go bad. Oh, these little like gnats or whatever.
No, that's you know what I call a bruise? A bruise is just a pre-healed peel. You know,
kind of hard to spin that. I think you're really hurt.
No, it's just pre-healed.
Makes Fuji sound pithy.
Thank you. Well, while you come to grips with your aging reality, Arnie, do you have any emails?
I do. Let's see here. And, of course, listeners, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address, and I'll be able to read it because I can read. Here's
now,
an email.
I've heard that that's primarily how princes in faraway lands receive funds. Is that correct?
Oh, well, actually, that's through Patreon, which also you can message us through our Patreon. So please go to patreon.com/magictavern. Here's a message. Hello, Arnold, Lil Squish, and Biscuit Meniscus. I was re-listening to some episodes, and during the staff party at Jizzle Knob Academy, Season 3, Episode 20, Biscuit notes that it is a well-known fact that ghosts cannot talk about art. I thought that this would be useful information in case someone were to masquerade as a ghost. Don't die. Bert, you can say my name.
Well, of course, ghosts can't talk about art.
Usidor, have you fucked this up at any point?
Well, I mean, he's talked about our podcast, but he's still safe, right?
That's almost entertainment. I wouldn't classify it as art.
Usidor, if you talk to anyone, can you remember talking about art at any point in the last year or so?
I don't know. Maybe. It doesn't matter. Look, ghosts can't talk about art. They're preoccupied with other things. They don't really have a good point of view about it because, like, you show them a piece of art and you're like, doesn't that make you think about life and the meaningless of life or whatever? And they're like, yeah, I'm dead. Who gives a shit? When I say they can't talk about art, I mean they're not good to talk about art with.
Oh, they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know
ass.
What the fuck they're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you're not good to talk to. So you've been keeping up the scam as a ghost really well.
How dare you?
Upple's relationship to art is mostly our peels are kind of mushed into paint and used to paint on canvases. We mostly provide, you know, red, yellow, green, those kinds of colors to a lot of local artists. So I'm not a big art guy either.
You're just a sentient apple. Is what I'm hearing.
No. I'm an apple.
This is like someone explaining how they're not a hipster. I hate this.
I mean, he even has the word up in his name. It's just grating.
I'm an apple.
Well, I think we should end the episode, Ani. And if next week we're enjoying a cobbler or a pie, just know that Apple left right after this episode and is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys talking about?
I just say next week if the listeners tune in, which they might not, and we're enjoying a delicious apple cobbler, they should just understand that you left after this episode and you are totally fine because you're an apple,
right,
not an apple.
I'm an apple, not an apple. Yeah. So if it's an apple cobbler, that's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Right.
And also totally unrelated, we should probably end the episode right now because we've generally gotten feedback that many of our listeners don't enjoy listening to the sound of people eating.
Oh, you guys, what are you guys going to have? You guys are going to eat after this? Where are you guys going?
Grab him.
Ah!
How many guests of your own podcast have you eaten, Michael Barbaro? Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Corey the Upple was played by special guest Alex Nichols. Check out Alex's podcast, Destination Passport. Or if you're in Denver, Colorado, he performs regularly at Rise Comedy. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Todd Voss, Tyler Meyer, Tim Watson, Story, Molly Haycock, parentheses, I promise that's my real name and not a joke. Your Honor, prosecution suggests that it's both. Moving on, Serpentine, Evan Castro, Vivi with a heart, who says, thanks for the continued laughs, guys and gals and non-binary pals. Lindsay Mistretta, Destiny Sanders, Dr. Bradley, Sergio, Kristen Ammons, and a supporter who writes, thank my sister Molly Morris. This podcast means the world to us, gave us comfort and laughs in a really dark time. Now, you know it's difficult for me to recognize that this production may be of any value, so I'll just say nothing. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all previous spin-offs, well-received and otherwise, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode where Chant records an album.
Okay, so Arnie, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to say the lyric, and then you're going to repeat it, and then okay. I'm going to move on to the next lyric. Yeah. You ready?
Two little buttholes.
Two little butthole.
Perfect little butthole.
Perfect little butthole.
And be right on my tail.
Is that a lyric? Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Why are you interrupting?
No, I'm so sorry.
Ah, fuck. Okay. From
be right on your tail.
Thank you. Let's take it from the top.
Okay.
Two little buttholes.
Perfect little
buttholes.
Puckered little butthole.
Puckered little butthole.
Be right on my tail.
Ooh, I like that. I wish people listening to the album could see the hand gestures that we are making while we're doing this.
They're so serpentine.
Oh boy, that was something that occurred in linear time. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Ugh. Okay, I did all the credits and even sat through that Patreon clip. I did my part. I want answers.
All right. I've been working on getting our team director down here to explain everything, but he's been delayed.
You said a few weeks ago that the listeners of this podcast are evil?
I don't know if I'd call it evil. It's more like an immense destructive force.
Immense? How many people are we talking about?
Just one, and it's not a person exactly.
We're doing all this work to intro this podcast and there's only one listener?
Yes. We call it Hank.
That seems right.
See, the podcast distracts that force, makes it believe that it's a person. And then the world building in the podcast triggers the world building in Hank. While listening to the podcast, the force believes that the rest of its life exists.
And that stops it from what?
It doesn't stop it. It delays it. But, you know, if it gets here, it'll probably just destroy us all.
That sounds made up.
The director does a much better job of explaining all of it, but basically we're trying to trap a god with the most powerful thing we could think of. Content.
What's that sound? It sounds like someone eating. Ugh.
Arnie, are you eating Corey?
No, I'm not eating. Although it does sound like someone's eating Upple.
Here, lift up the tablecloth.
What?
The fuck, Corey?
No. This isn't what it looks like. It
looks like you're eating another Upple.
I'm giving my granny mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. She's old and...
Corey, grab him!